It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
This week, Sherry has her regular chat with Green Party co-leader James Shaw following the Prime Minister's announcement yesterday that we will be moving to Alert Level 3 in a week. James also responds to criticisms from National Party leader Simon Bridges, guidance for business transitioning online and to contactless takeaways, and unsafe living situations, as well as touching on the Green Party's financial challenges.
So yesterday, the Prime Minister announced that we were going to move out of Level 4, so the full shutdown that we've got at the moment, at the end of Anzac Day, so Monday the 27th. So one more week of that, and then we're going to move down to Level 3, and then we're going to stay in Level 3 for 2 weeks. And hopefully what that will do is those 3 weeks will basically mean that the active cases that we currently have will have all fully recovered, and we should be down to really just a handful of cases in the country, and we'll have the virus fully under control. That's what we're hoping for.
And so what does Level 3 look like? I was just having a quick read, and it sounds like many people say it's just Level 4 but with takeaways.
Yeah, that is. I think the Prime Minister herself might have actually coined that. What it does is it allows businesses to start to trade over the internet, so home deliveries and so on. But it does mean that things like shops and restaurants and so on will have to stay closed. So some of those businesses, of course, a lot of them will actually be able to start selling over the internet. So before, things that you could buy over the internet were just essential items, right? So groceries, you know, medicines and so on. Now you'll be able to buy pretty much anything over the internet that can be home delivered. And the idea, we're still, you know, the background principle that we're trying to operate here is we're still trying to minimize the person-to-person contact, and so to give ourselves the best chance of breaking the chain of transmission. And so if you apply that principle, that gives you a sense of, you know, what can open and what can't and so on.
What other relaxations are there during this alert Level 3 period?
Yeah, so it does mean that recreational activities will be a bit more kind of loosened up, but we're still not going to be doing team sports or anything like that.
Mm. And there was a bit of criticism from Simon Bridges from the National Party in that the extra week and week 4 wasn't the most satisfactory. Do you have a response to that?
Well, the entire situation is not satisfactory. You know, I mean, it would be better if we didn't have a global pandemic on our hands that kills thousands and thousands of people. So, look, you know, if we were able to move out any earlier and be assured that we weren't going to see that kind of exponential growth rate come back that we just started to see before we moved into Level 4 lockdown, then we would, right? We don't like this situation. We don't want to keep doing this. This is entirely for public's health and safety.
A lot of his criticism was pointed at a failure on proper testing and contact tracing. Is that point that you think is fair and valid? Or,
well, New Zealand has now done, I think, more testing per head of population, I think, than just about any other country in the world. And so we're feeling pretty confident about that, and the capacity continues to expand. And over the last few days, we've moved to doing more kind of random testing. So, you know, particularly around supermarkets and things like that, which is where we know over the last few weeks people have still been able to come into contact with each other, or there's a greater likelihood that people would have been in contact with each other.
And with the next 3 weeks, that's still, you know, pretty much under lockdown. A lot of New Zealanders, it's just, you know, keeping on going with trying to keep occupied and at home. But obviously for some New Zealanders who might be in difficult home situations, we've seen reports of domestic violence rise, and, you know, mental health as well as a concern. What support is being given in those areas?
Well, there are a number of people who were caught, shall we say, in the wrong place when we went into lockdown, and so there will be some more freedom of movement under Level 3, which means that people who are actually in a place where they shouldn't be can move to a place where they should be and can be safe. And so that, you know, that will kind of help ease the situation a wee bit. I think David Clark has been putting together a package on the mental health front, and it is something that we're very, very conscious about. We do know, as you say, that there has been a rise in domestic violence, particularly over the weekends, and so the police have been working pretty hard on that, and we've been doing a lot of work getting people into emergency accommodation, particularly in a lot of the hotels and motels that have been freed up because of, you know, there are no tourists at the moment. You know, there's a pretty extensive program.
And looking at the financial side of this next 3 weeks, now that Takeaways are able to kind of operate online, are there any kind of guidance and support set up to help the transition to online? Because this might not be the easiest transition for some businesses.
No, it will be quite difficult for some because they're just not used to it. So actually, in some cases, the private sector has responded. So there are some, you know, new kind of websites like Deliverate and so on that have kind of sprung up, you know, to themselves assist businesses that weren't necessarily geared up for online delivery. But also the Ministry of Business and Innovation has got quite an extensive support program running. They've got a helpline operating for businesses, which is apparently very heavily used. And also around the country, we've got the sort of regional economic development agencies that are kind of geared up to sort of support businesses in their area. The way to think about this is going from level 4 to level 3 means that about an additional 400,000 people will go to work, but still about another million, which is about, I think, about 40% of the workforce will not and will continue to stay at home. So there will be, you know, a lot of people able to go to work and maintain their enterprises, but actually, you know, it's still a very, very significant number of people whose businesses, because they are able to work from home, will continue to be working from home.
Mm. And with those who are now moving into the workforce, kind of what are there any procedures put in place in terms of limiting contact and keeping workers
yes.
safe?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So so a lot of the guidance, and again, this is available for businesses on the COVID-19 website.
Within that same line, I was wondering, obviously, yeah, retail and hospo have really taken a big hit. So even though, you know, some are able to move into the workforce now, are there still going to be the wage support happening? Is there still going to be perhaps more packages coming from the government?
Yes, you know, the wage support ran for a full 12 weeks. And, you know, Grant has always said that depending on how the situation unfolds, we will look at, you know, either extending that or at other forms of assistance. And so that's on the table. I think at the moment we're confident that, you know, sort of something vaguely resembling normal life should be able to resume in a few weeks. And so we will be through the kind of the worst of that period, and businesses should be able to trade reasonably normally in the not too distant future.
And is there a possibility that we would go back to level 4 or different regions would be moving up and down the scale?
There is definitely a possibility that we would move back to level 4, and not moving back to level 4 relies on everybody continuing to play ball and stay at home, play it safe, and, you know, when you do go out, or if you are one of those people who is going to work, to make sure that you do keep a physical distance, that you wash your hands, that you make sure your surfaces are cleaned probably several times a day, and so on. And so that is vitally important, because, you know, there are still, you know, we're still picking up sort of on average about 10 to 12 cases a day. And so those are people who, you know, will have been infected either just before we went into lockdown or actually after it. And so, you know, even level 4 is not perfect at being able to contain it. And so that is why we've had to push it out for another week. And that is why we're going to be in level 3 for 2 weeks after that, is really just to make sure. But we've got one, you know, brilliant chance at this. If we can knock this thing on the head, we will be pretty much the first country in the world to have eliminated the virus from within our own borders. And then it's just a matter of continuing to play it safe until a vaccine is developed.
And on a slightly different note, I wanted to ask a bit about the Green Party today. In terms of, some people have gotten an email as part of the mailing list that the Green Party is facing financial challenges. I was wondering if, what the situation is there.
Well, any organisation that relies on donations, whether it's Greenpeace or Forest and Bird or Amnesty International, all organisations that have a significant amount of revenue have, from donations, have seen those donations drop quite heavily during the course of the level four lockdown. And of course, the Green Party, we don't have big donors like the National Party do. We do rely on small donations from a lot of people, many of whom, aren't necessarily in the strongest financial condition. And so, obvious extension, people who are in a slightly more precarious situation have had to reduce or stop donating. And so what that means is that the flow-through effect is, for us and for a lot of organisations, like any business, we're facing a bit of a difficult time. And the challenge, of course, that we've got is that in 5 months there is an election, and elections are pretty expensive businesses. So we've had to continue asking people who can, and only people who can, to continue to donate.
So, one thing that was brought up was that in the email that the Green Party is not eligible for support packages, so political parties aren't under that umbrella.
It's slightly more complicated than that. It's due to the nature of the eligibility rules. We actually could get a wage support if we met some of the other criteria, but currently we don't.
Okay. Was there anything you wanted to add for today?
Well, I was just going to say, keep it up, New Zealand. Like, we're doing really well, and we're doing really well because, as the Prime Minister said, we've got this team of 5 million who are almost entirely sticking with it and taking the kind of short-term hit in order to get that long-term gain. And so we just need to keep it up for a few more weeks, and then I think things are looking pretty good.
That was James Shaw speaking to Sherry, and they did speak briefly about domestic violence and unsafe living situations. If you'd like to talk to someone, Shine at 0508 744 633 is a free helpline, or call 111 if you are in immediate danger.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.